British director Ken Loach is both an award-winning filmmaker and a social activist. His latest film, I, Daniel Blake, combines those two passions. It's about a man tangled in bureaucratic red tape. And though Loach cast a stand-up comic in the title role, critic Bob Mondello says the film is about a situation almost no one would regard as funny.
We've all been in Daniel Blake's shoes, trying to get a faceless bureaucracy to just hear us.
Good morning, Mr. Blake. My name's Amanda. I've got a couple of questions here for you today to establish your eligibility for employment support allowance. It won't take up much of your time.
This conversation takes place under the opening credits.
Could I just ask, firstly, can you walk more than 50 metres unassisted by any other person?
Yes.
Okay. Can you raise either arm as if to put something in your top pocket?
I'll fill this in already on your 52-page form.
Yeah, I can see that you have, but unfortunately I couldn't make out what you had said there.
You've heard about the rock and the hard place?
Can you raise either arm to the top of your head as if you were putting on a hat?
I've told you there's nothing wrong with me arms and legs.
Could you just answer the question, please?
Well, you've got me medical records. Can we just talk about me heart?
Daniel Blake had a heart attack on the job. He looks hale and hearty. Okay. He's not.
So is that a yes, that you can put a hat on your head?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Do you have any significant difficulty conveying a simple message to strangers?
Yes. Yes, it's me heart I'm trying to tell you, but you'll not listen.
Mr. Blake, if you continue to speak to us like that, that's not going to be very helpful for your assessment.
I mentioned a rock and a hard place. In Daniel's case, the rock is England's National Health Service. The hard place, it's pensions department. His doctors say he should avoid stress. The pensions folks?
On the one hand, job seekers allowance, only for those able and ready to work. But if you're ill, you have to apply for employment and support.
Wait, can you give me a form for, you know, job seekers allowance and then an appeal form for employment and support?
You have to apply online, sir.
I can't do that. You know, you give me a plot of land, I can build your house, but I've never been anywhere near a computer.
Do you know what? We're digital by default.
Well, I'm pencil by default.
There's a special number if you've been diagnosed as dyslexic.
Right, well, can you give us that? Because with computers, I'm dyslexic.
You'll find it online, sir.
Director Ken Loach isn't just skewering a system that seems designed more to frustrate than to help. He's arguing that a prosperous society that places obstacles in the paths of people who are already struggling ought to be ashamed of itself. And he's arguing it with a passion that is contagious. First, when the title character, who's played with wit and resilience by Dave Johns, tries to struggle free of his own red tape, and then when Daniel tries to help a young single mother who's getting a different sort of runaround.
You've created a scene. I think
I've created a scene. No, mate, I'm creating. If I was going to create a scene, you'd know about it.
You need to leave the building.
Jesus Christ!
What am I supposed to do?
Who's first in this queue?
I am.
Do you mind if this young lass signs on first?
No, you carry on.
There you go. Now you can go back to your desk and let her sign on and do the job that the taxpayer pays you for. This is a bloody disgrace.
He gets them all thrown out, but in the process, he makes a friend. Soon, Daniel's playing grandfather, popping over to the woman's apartment to fix heaters. And when he sees that she's barely eating, so her kids will have more, he accompanies her to a food bank. There, she endures a humiliation that should move the most hardened supply-sider and that will remind audiences that Ken Loach remains, in his 80th year, not just a crusader for, but a poet of, the underclass. Yes, I, Daniel Blake, is a piece of social realist fiction. It's also a cinematic cry from the heart, uncommonly resonant at this moment in time. I'm Bob Mondello.